This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Joining me now, let's talk some Wyoming Cowboys football with none other than Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. He's our Cowboys insider. Cody, I had to do it, man. I know you're disappointed in me, but the Rockies got to 35, and I did remove the beard. The beard is gone. It's no more.
Does it feel weird?
It's cold. My face is cold. It's chilly. And it is strange. I still haven't got I'm getting my hair cut on Thursday, so the long hair paired with the no beard is not a fun look, man. I would not grow the hair by itself.
I've been rocking the weird mustache look now for like 6 months, and I have no idea why, but this beardless life is weird. I think it's going to be making a comeback.
I'll probably let it grow again. I just won't let it get as long. Because it was just getting out of control. Because the rule was I couldn't trim it up at all. Couldn't do anything. So I think if I take care of it as it grows, because I did. I got the little adjusters, and I'm trying to trim it, and it just looked awful. So I don't have that skill set. So I think if I can manage it as it grows, might be the best solution for me.
Well, thankfully, the mighty Colorado Rockies got their 35th win in mid-August.
That's awesome. Yeah, now 36, Cody. They beat the Dodgers last night. 36, so don't look now. I mean, here come the Rockies. There was a scrimmage a few days ago, Cody. Talk to me about some of the things that stood out to you with this Cowboys team, and then we're going to get into kind of like the expectations for this team as well, based off what you witnessed last week.
Yeah, I tell you what, they did a lot of different things in the scrimmage. It wasn't just a straight up, it wasn't like this spring game by any stretch. They did some scenario stuff. And tell you what, I was really impressed with most of all was the two-minute drill. Really moving along, moving quick, guys in and out, right personnel. Chris Deere Jr. is, I keep saying it, but he's just a menace. And he caught four passes on that drive, the one drive I'm talking about specifically. And he finds a soft spot in the zone, and he just looks absolutely uncoverable. And linebackers on him, good luck. Safeties give him so much cushion because he can dust them up top too. And then he starts wiggling out of things, and he's really slippery getting out of stuff. So he's just he is a really big weapon. And the Cowboys saw that on third down last year, and he's just their third down killer. And, they didn't really have a lot of their other guys. Even Durr only played a couple of drives, but Gillenborg wasn't out there. Jack Walsh and Caden Barnett weren't out there. So, but it was just really efficient. And then Bryson Brantley, a wide receiver who was on the team last year, he just one of those freshmen that just didn't get much time last year. And he caught a 58-yard touchdown strike from backup quarterback Landon Brown. And the double move that he put on Davis Miller on the outside was unbelievable. I actually couldn't see it very well, so I figured the corner fell down. He didn't fall down. He absolutely bit on the double move, and it was a thing of beauty. So Bryson Brantley's a guy to keep an eye on. He's been really good in the spring, really good in this game, really good all throughout camp. And, he also, to put a cherry on top, blocked a punt and returned it for a touchdown.
Wow.
So really good stuff from him, the kid they call Slim out of Houston, Texas. He might be the sleeper guy on the outside who could maybe be the guy who replaces Jalen Sargent next year.
So Bryson Brantley, Chris Deere Jr., these guys, it sounds like the wide receivers, at least through the scrimmage, kind of stealing the show at this point.
Yeah, it can't be overstated. Getting Javon Bonite back in this program, obviously, he was a star quarterback at Manual High School in Denver and then came to Wyoming and was an All-American type guy for 4 years. If it wasn't for guys like Marcus Harris and Ryan Yarbrough, he would be the all-time leading receiver in Wyoming football history. And to get him back in the mix, he's a guy who's been at Oregon and Kentucky and all those great Utah State teams back in the day as a wide receiver coach. To get him back in the fold and get some new blood at that position, Mike Grant was there for 9 years, and that was just, you guys know, the wide receiver room at Wyoming hasn't exactly struck fear in anyone over the last decade. So they needed a change there, and we've heard all camp, spring, fall, Von Bonite. He has his stamp on this wide receiver group, and he might be the unsung hero of the offseason.
Well, and it kind of sounds like, you know, last year that was the big push from Jay Sauvell was, you know, we're going to stay true to our ways, kind of, you know, running the ball, great solid defense, but we want to throw the ball. We want to air it out a little bit, and obviously didn't really see that for the most part last season. But now with these weapons another year in, it seems like maybe, you know, a year later we might actually start to see a little bit of what Jay Sauvell was talking about last season.
Well, Jay has made no secret that the personnel last year for the most part at the wide receiver room was not up to par, we'll just say. He definitely makes no secret that he was not a fan of a lot of the wide receivers he had out there, and he made some moves immediately in the offseason to rectify that. And there's a reason guys aren't here anymore. And, you know, I think we talked about it on your show a number of times. When people enter the transfer portal, they always say, oh, the grass isn't always greener. Yeah, well, you know, sometimes the coaches tell these guys to take a hike. And that absolutely happened in Laramie with some guys. And they just revamped that entire room. And now it's got Javon Bonite's fingerprints all over it. And what better guy to learn from? And, man, he still looks like he could play today. He's an absolute player's coach. He called Chris Durr, I mean, let's be real. I think every Wyoming fan was thinking, this guy ain't coming back. I mean, this guy is just primed for the transfer portal. He's going to go somewhere and make some big money. Javon Bonite called him every single day this summer and checked on him and, you know, told him how important he was to this team. And Chris Durr Jr. is back in the fold. In fact, I'm doing a story right now. You know, Bill Connolly from ESPN every year puts out the, you know, the returning production story on ESPN. And Wyoming's returning 80% of its production on offense from last year, and that's the fourth best mark in FBS. And there's a reason for that. It's the relationships Jay Sauvell and a guy like Javon Bonite have built with these guys, and Joe Tripodi and Shannon Moore, you know, the offensive line coach and tight end coach, respectively. They're beloved by their players. I mean, let's be real, Brady. That was a 3-9 team last year. A lot of things went wrong, and to return 80% of your production, including a guy like John Michael Gillenborg, who could literally play at any school in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it says a lot. It really speaks volumes, and I don't think they get enough credit for it.
Well, yeah, talk to me about that a little bit, Cody. Like, what is – obviously, you're talking about the relationship building is a big reason these guys are coming back. What is the NIL situation like for Wyoming?
You know, I can't really put a number on it, per se, but, you know, they are – I wrote a story about it a few weeks ago. They're going to – they plan on spending about $2.8 million on the roster, and they've been very open about that. And guys are getting theirs, but to be honest with you, if it was all about money, a guy like John Michael Gillenborg wouldn't still be here.
Right.
You know what it is? It's War Memorial Stadium's packed for every home game. People in the state care. You're the only show in town. And then, you know, you can't overstate the relationship with the head coach. I mean, think if somebody's recruiting Brady Hole, and maybe it's Oregon and their wide receiver coach maybe shoots you a text every week, you know, that's cool. Or it's Wyoming, and I'm talking about Deion DeBlanc from Houston, wide receiver, or it's the head coach at the University of Wyoming who calls you every single day, flies down and visits you, talks to everybody in your circle, knows your parents, you know, the whole nine. That's the head coach. And then when you get on campus, he still talks to you, and he still, you know, the promises, quote-unquote promises he made are coming to fruition. Like, Deion DeBlanc will be the punt returner this year. That's something that Jay Sauvell told him he envisioned. And they're both holding up to their end of the bargain, and, you know, your word is very important, and those relationships are so important. And not to dump on Craig Bohl, but he took a CEO approach to this thing. And Jay is taking an approach where, hey, I'm going to go lift weights with you. Hey, you guys want to wear a different jersey combination, uniform combination? Cool. Well, you know, just play your ass off. That's all I care about.
It does seem like you're getting the best of both worlds ultimately. And I know last season was rough, but if this thing can start to work, you know, season starting up next week against Akron, you can have a lot of the things that were great about Craig Bohl, but the relationship factor part of that might really be the big thing that that separates the two, and maybe can get the Cowboys over that hump, because they've with Craig Bohl, they were always a pretty darn good team. You know, they were always kind of right in the mix, it seemed like, late in the season. But being able to have that passing attack and then keep those guys coming back every year, that's going to be critical if the Cowboys want to, you know, have sustained success.
Yeah, I think it's just really, really important. You know, think about a guy like Evan Sabota. That dude has been through the ringer. Craig Bull and Andrew Peasley sat behind a podium after the Arizona Bowl and said, this guy's the next dude. You know, Andrew Peasley said, hey, I played with Jordan Love at Utah State. I watched on my visit to Utah State, I watched Wyoming play Utah State, and Josh Allen was the quarterback at Wyoming. Evan Sabota is the only other guy I've seen who can throw a football like those two guys. And then you have Josh Allen himself saying, yeah, I play the new NCAA video game, and I'm always Wyoming because they have a quarterback who can throw it over the mountains. things don't pan out, clearly, you know, like we talked about last week. His first pass attempt of 2024 is a pick six in his hometown. You know, it just everything that could go wrong for that poor dude went wrong, and the majority of the fan base was absolutely brutal to this kid. And he goes into the coach's office, who he trusts and loves so much, and says, hey, I want to make a position change because I want to help this team win. And I feel like Caden's the right guy to be a quarterback. Maybe I can play tight end. I just want to play in the NFL. I want to help this team win. And then he comes back the next year. You're telling me Wyoming's opening opponent, Akron, wouldn't take a chance on Evan Sabota at quarterback?
Yeah,
or
sure.
Any other MAC team for that matter? I mean, he could have gone somewhere else and said, you know what? Those people turned on me. You know, I'm a quarterback. I've been training for this my whole life. Instead, he's staying here. He's a tight end, and apparently, by all accounts, he's a damn good one.
Well, and to come back knowing that you have a potential guy that's going to play on Sundays in Gillenborg, to come back and say, yeah, I still think I can help this team, knowing that even if he is phenomenal at tight end, he's not going to be the number one option at tight end.
Yeah, well, and what does it say to you when you're like, wow, Gillenborg's coming back, Durr's coming back, Jayden Anderson's coming back, Sargent's back, Walsh, Barnett. I mean, I think a lot of other guys probably said, why would I leave? All these dudes are staying, and, you know, we have it pretty damn good here. Things are pretty good, and I tell you, Brady, I'm breaking down Akron as we speak because Jay Sawbell's first press conference of the season is on Friday. Wyoming fans think they have it bad in the transfer portal. CSU fans think they have it bad. They don't have it bad. Akron, they have it bad. And it is it's dire. And I just started looking into them. And I tell you what, every guy you click on ESPN, on their profile, they're at a new school. And
Wow. They
lost all their production. And, you know, a team like Akron with Ohio State in your backyard and West Virginia right across the border, and I mean, you're surrounded by a lot of big programs that are just licking their chops waiting to take your cats.
Cody Tucker joining us from 7220sports.com. Yeah, man. We dip our toes in the previews a little bit, but I don't know how for you. Like, you're doing these full write-ups, these full game previews. It's a different planet now to try to figure out who's going to be good because everybody's got so many new players on their team. I don't know how you do it.
No question. I mean, I'm struggling right now. I'm already an hour into this thing just looking at who's coming back for Akron and looking at who they lost. I mean, as far as who's coming in, it's not even worth writing about because I have no idea. I have no idea if they're going to be good at this level, and you can say the same thing about Wyoming in a lot of regards, you know. Their two starting linebackers next Thursday in Akron could be a guy who spent the last few years at Lindenwood and a guy who spent the last few years at Oklahoma Baptist. We've seen them. They're huge. They're fast. They're making plays. Coaches are raving about them, but we've never seen it. So am I going to sit here and tell you that Braden Johnson and Ethan Stolsatz are all Mountain West guys? No, but I will tell you that the head coach has said Wyoming, to be successful, has to have an all Mountain West linebacker every year. Like, and that's something that is not foreign to this program. They did have one every year, year in and year out, and they need to get back to that.
Cody Tucker joining us, 7220sports.com. Cody, last one for you, and then we'll let you skedaddle. Just wanted to use that word at some point this week. Got it in on a Tuesday. Talk to me about this deal with the Buffalo Bills and what Wyoming's going to be doing, like this marketing campaign, sponsoring a game, basically. I think it's brilliant. You know, tie yourself to Josh Allen. Build that up even more because he is a household name. I think it's a great marketing plan and also a chance to increase your pipelines around that area.
Yeah, love it. I absolutely love it. Talk about, you know, I heard from some Cowboy Joe guys during Frontier Days. They told me all about this, and I was like, man, you know, I'm giving you guys your flowers. Like, the way to think outside the box and, you know, strike while the iron's hot, and it's brilliant. I'm with you, man. I think it's really smart. Josh, every time he says go Pokes before a Monday Night Football game, that's $1 million worth of free advertising.
Yeah.
And It's just, it's huge. And I, and in reading it, you know, they spent $300,000 on this. That's worth every penny. You can get into the whole, what does it cost for an out of state tuition guy? You end up getting just, you know, 10, 20 people from out of state that came because of that. You're paying that back and then some. So I think the brand awareness thing's huge. And, you know, you're from out of state, so maybe you can speak to this better than me, but I think that bucking horse is so iconic. I think it's one of the best logos in all of sports, in all of anything. And, you know, you're getting it out there and you're getting it in people's faces and you're showing that, you know, I believe the slogan is where real MVPs are made, where underdogs are made, you know, that couldn't be more accurate. And Josh Allen is a perfect depiction of that. And he loves this university, and he has been, by far, nobody has been a greater ambassador than Josh Allen, and you really need to hitch your wagon.
Yeah.
You know, applause to all of them for what they're doing. I think it's absolutely brilliant.
I do, too. You got to take advantage of this while he's in the league at his prime. You know, remind everybody where he played and see if you can tie in to some of those games. Cody, brilliant stuff from you as always. Always enjoy what you're putting out at 7220sports.com. And next week, this time next week, you're going to have more of a breakdown for us, hopefully, for Akron, as difficult as it is. But next week is game week, my friend. We're almost there.
No question, man. It's good. But in the meantime, pray for me. This is not fun going through this. And you know, Akron, I feel for him, man. And I feel like we're going to be seeing, you know, Northern Iowa's on deck. I'd imagine I'm going to be seeing a lot of the same.
I think so, too, man. Well, keep up the great work. You're doing it. It's a difficult job now, especially with the transfer portal. But you do it well, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Appreciate you, Brady, always. Thanks, Phil.
Cody Tucker, 7220sports.com. I think he's brilliant. You got to capitalize on the Josh Allen thing. 39 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.